Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The First United Methodist Church podcast is recorded live every week at 4832 Tahunga Avenue in North Hollywood, California. Thank you for downloading.
Our scripture this morning is 2 Corinthians 4, verses 13 to 5:1. Since we have the same spirit of faith as he who had wrote, "I believed and so I spoke," we too believe, so we speak. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is for all your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Pray with me, if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Claim and call us with your care and concern. O God, till we do something. Amen. Scholars tell us that first verse is a direct quote of Psalm 116, verse 10, about knowing and speaking. And that's the text and tenor of this passage, is the distinct connection between what the Spirit moves in our lives that directs us to speak, to proclaim. Some would use the red flag E-word, evangelism. But most of us in the 21st century, when we hear the word evangelism, we see somebody grabbing our lapels and beating us with a Bible. I don't think Paul is doing that, as he's talking about what it means to be spiritually transparent, as he himself is. He talks both earlier in the passage about having suffered every affliction known, and yet we persevere and are strong because of the Spirit of the living God in Jesus. He, after this passage, does the very same thing. He talks about being afflicted. For Paul, being a person of faith has distinct characteristics in knowing the Word of God, and that for him would be what we would call the Old Testament, what he would know as the Jewish Testament. Remember, in Paul's time, there was only one Bible. He himself wrote a third of what we call the New Testament. So he didn't have Corinthians to lean on. He was writing letters to people who were asking him a bunch of questions. So it's important that we understand the premise. And Paul's real comfort zone was in the Pentateuch, which was the spirit of law. It wasn't until later, when he was transformed by the love of Jesus, that he discovered or rediscovered the Psalms and understood how important this ethereal language is, and that's why he writes in this almost otherworldly way. There's something else in that. Where is it? It was really important to me, so I will look at it. Oh. He talks in the passage about the outer nature wasting away while the inner nature is being renewed daily. This is a constant theme, especially in Romans Corinthians and Galatians, the wasting away of our worldly self and yet the renewal of our lives. So with this in mind, what does it mean to be spiritually transparent? When I'm out in traffic, I frequently have on one of two stations. One of them is, I hate to say this, but an oldies rock and roll station, 100.3. The other is National Public Radio. And my favorite among those is 89.3. And I was listening to National Public Radio, and Madeline Brand, who does the morning edition, and I was listening to that, and she was talking to a dog psychologist. Yes, Virginia, those people really exist. And they were doing some call-in questions about how important it is. Apparently, people, it's not any stranger than people who get degrees in religion, I don't think. But this person was studying the brains of dogs to see how they communicate with humans. And what he had come up with was that eye contact is essential for communicating with a dog. And this woman called in and was talking about her dog and how her dog, when her dog had misbehaved, would not make eye contact. And the idea was that the dog therein would become invisible and perhaps even the owner invisible. And I thought, well, that's curious. And I look at this text. Well, Paul isn't talking about being invisible. He's talking about being transparent. And you do that by believing the word of God, proclaiming the word of God, teaching the word of God, loving Jesus, and living according to the Spirit. Those are the principles that carry us forward in terms of faith. Transparency, not invisibility. Remember that Paul himself, early in life, was totally rooted in judgment. It's only when he discovers the power of the Spirit on that Damascus road in the manner of Jesus and his encounter that he understands what transparency means spiritually. Now, sort of from the ridiculous to the sublime, but my other great theological interest is the funny pages. And the other day, I still am not comfortable with this, probably because I as a teenager, had acne. Zits by Jerry Scott and Jim Borgman is among the most popular comics, and I can see why. Sarah, Jeremy's teenage girlfriend, looks at him and says, "How would you describe my soul, Jeremy?" Jeremy looks at her and says, "Your soul? You know, my uncovered self, my bare essence." And you'd have to look at the cartoon because it shows this huge spotlight on Sarah. That's all Jeremy can see, my bare essence. And there's a pause and it's, "Well, how can I think when your soul is standing there naked?" Of course, Jeremy's gone all carnal on Sarah. But at some level, there's some truth. Paul talks about the need for us to bear ourselves before God, to be aware of our utter need of God. He repeats this over and over in his writings. In Romans 12, I think it's verse 2, he talks about, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the constant renewal of your mind." That's being naked spiritually. That's being aware of what it means to be transparent, seeking to know and serve. And that is what we are called to do. It's difficult because we don't like everybody. We don't trust everybody. We don't believe everybody has the truth. We're pretty sure we do. Just ask me. I know I have the truth, and I'm sure most of you don't. But if we truly are grounded in the Spirit of the living and loving God, we might hear something that causes us to move our hearts and minds, to change, to consider something we haven't considered before, to look at life through a prism of somebody else's experience. So, let me add this thought, because I think it relates. I told you about 100.3. I've heard a song by 38 Special. I know I'm dating myself. Probably 10,000 times. Never really liked the song until I heard it the other day and heard something different in it. The refrain is, it's a love song, as love songs might have been done at that time. So, hold on loosely. That's the opening line of the refrain. Hold on loosely, but don't let go. Because if you cling too tightly, you're going to lose control. And I know you think, McDonald, you've lost your ever-loving mind. What does that have to do with Paul? Let me show you how I make that connection. Paul held on to the law, to judgment, as if in a death grip. That's what he did for most of his adult life, until he understood the power of grace, until he understood forgiveness, until he got what regeneration and justice was about. He was all about judgment. And then he understood what it meant to hold on loosely and freely and allow God to be in control. The anthems you heard this morning, I didn't choose those. Jeff chose them. But they preached, if you were paying attention, they preached to that message of understanding that something grander and greater is at work in this world. Be transparent. Be naked. Be aware of God's love, present here and now, and out those doors and out those doors, and even in that clogged traffic of a commute. May it ever be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the North Hollywood First United Methodist Church Sermon Podcast, delivered by Dr. Joey McDonald. For more information, please check out nohomethodistchurch.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter under NoHoFUMC.